Toira tells us about Kisavoy. Toira tells us Parsha of Bikurim, the parsha of the bringing of the first fruits that you have in your land when you come to Eretz Yisrael, the land that Hashem gives you, the Yerishta of Yashavta Bo, and you inherit it, you take hold of it, and you sit in the land. So the Torah says you take your first fruits and that you have in your land and you put it in a basket. And you go up to the place where the Kodesh Baruch Hu dwells and you go to the Kohen there and you make a declaration. I came to the land of Shemishma Hashem Lakin Los Islanu that Hashem gave to us. And the Pasuk says something very interesting. V'lokach ha-koyen ha-teno mi-yodecho v'inicho ilifnei mizbach Hashem alaykecho. The koyen takes the basket from your hand v'inicho and he places it in front of the mizbach Hashem alaykecho. He takes the basket from your hand and he puts it in front of the Mizbeach Hashem Alekecha. And the Torah then says, V'anisa v'amalto l'fnei Hashem Alekecha, you will answer, you will anisa v'amalto l'fnei Hashem Alekecha, Rami oivit ovi, v'yeh mitzchaimo, you say you're going to a whole history of the Jews, to go into the history from the beginning of times, how God saved us and brought us to the land, and further, so forth and so forth. Yeah. So I have two kashas that were bothering me in the parasha. The first kasha is that maybe one toying the next. V'anisa v'amarta. Plus it says v'anisa v'amarta. The word anisa, Rabbi Isai, in Jewish, in Lashon HaKodesh, v'anisa is a Lashon answer. Your answer. La'anot is to answer. To answer. You're answering. When do you answer something? When somebody posed something to you. You don't answer when no one said anything to you. And we don't find that the pasuk before it said anybody talked to him. Why is the pasuk of anisa? Now Rashi learns taish anisa, you say out in kolam, you should lift your voice. But the literal translation of anisa boisai is the lashon of to answer. Who are we answering? No one talked to the person. The person came out with his first fruits. The kohen came, he takes the basket, puts it down. The anisa, now you're answering. What are you answering to? That was the first new kasha that hit me this year. Another kasha, Rabbi said, which the Torah, they want to touch that could be, they worked hand in hand, the two questions. The previous pasuk said that the kohen takes the basket from your hands and places it in front of the Mizbah Hashem Alekecha. So I have a question. The question. Why is the pasuk telling me that the kohen takes the basket from your hands? Why can't you give the basket to the kohen? The pasuk should say, "V'nosan ha'ish et atena liyad ha'kohen, v'lokach ha'kohen atena miyodecha." The kohen takes the basket from your hand. Why is he taking it from your hand? You should give it to the kohen. especially the whole year, you're giving the Bikurim. I think it's a very good order. Even though Rashi says he's taking the basket to be to his mitzvah. Say you could give it to the Kohen could do his mitzvah afterwards. Why is the Pasuk telling you he takes the basket from your hand? Say like this with yourself. The Torah says that this mitzvah bikurim only goes into effect after you have inherited the land and each one tribe has gotten their chelik of Eretz Yisrael. We know there are other mitzvahs that are knowing in the Eretz, it's in Chala. The mitzvah of challah, the pasuk says in Parshas Shlach, that as soon as you come into Eretz Yisrael, you do challah. Why is the mitzvah of Bikurim Dafka if they've settled, they've inherited? And the answer is, Rabbi Yisai, that the mitzvah of Bikurim is a powerful mitzvah. Chazal say about the mitzvah of Bikurim, Rabbi Yisai, Amir de Chazal, this mitzvah bring your first fruits. Says Chazal Aloshin, Bereishis Bara, the world was created. Bereishis Bara Elokim es haShamayim v'es haOretz b'schus bikurim shenikru Reishis. What's Bereishis Bara? B'schus bikurim shenikru Reishis Nivra haOilam. The world was created. The world was created. B'schus ha-bikurim for these first fruits of us. Unbelievable Chazal of us. Bereishis bara. B'schus ha-bikurim nivra ha-oilo. For this mitzvah bikurim of taking those first fruits and bringing them up to the Goyen, the world was created. There's many mitzvahs of us. But that's the schus, the mitzvah bikurim. The answer is, Rabbi Yisrael, that Bikurim is a powerful tool. Bikurim is the mitzvah which encompasses, really, the Tachlis HaBriya. And that is to recognize with a clarity, an unclouded clarity, total clarity, that everything in this world belongs to HaKadosh Baruch. Nothing is mine. LaHashem ha'aretz umlo'a. To Hashem is the world and the contents of the world. And even though v'aretz nosa l'bnei Adam, God gave the land, He gave us, it's sort of say, reshus, to be a bailim, to be an owner, to possess things in this world. But the ultimate recognition is that even though we possess things, it still belongs totally to Hashem. And that is, Rabbi Yisrael, the recognition of what Bikurim is all about. And after, if you've inherited the land and taken control, and the feeling that a person has after he becomes a bailim, an owner of a property, is that it's mine. The feeling after the person who worked, he tilled the soil, he planted the seed, he harvested the fruits. The feeling inside is that my work, it's mine. And Kadosh Baruch Hu wants the person to realize that no, it's totally the Kodesh Baruch Hu. And anything that I have is His benevolence, total benevolence, and I'm totally indebted to the Kodesh Baruch Hu. And therefore the first fruits, which is the most simchadik, most proud and honorable and happy time for a person who's worked that soil He's finally seeing his labor, the fruits of his labor. Here it comes out, that rimon, that pomegranate. Burst out with that mamashi, mamashi tilled the soil. He worked at it, and he was planting and seeding and watering. And there it came out, that first beautiful, juicy pomegranate. Take it up to the base and tie a yellow ribbon around the old oak tree. And ties a ribbon around it. And he takes it up to the base of Migdash and declares in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribono Shel Olam, everything that I have is yours. Is yours. The place that feeds that I want to say Gaval de Gavart. Even the guy goes up. And he brings up his first fruits. And he takes them up and he's dedicated to the cause of bringing it to the Kodesh Baruch as a thanksgiving. Thank you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for giving me it. Thank you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for everything. But in deep recesses of his mind, he really feels that he's giving something to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right? He's giving it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He worked the field. He planted the seeds. He harvested the fruits. Father, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave me everything. But at the end of the day, so I have to give back. I have to give back. But the Maisa, I'm giving my fruits to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The coin takes the basket. Why is he taking it? You're not giving it. To tell the prisoner it's not yours. It doesn't belong to you. It doesn't belong to you. Come on, Rabbi. That's hard. That's very, very harsh wording. It doesn't belong to me. It's my work. It's my sweat in that pomegranate. My everything is mine. I put into it. Rather, I owe HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh HaToiv. I owe him gratitude. But I'm giving it for mine. No. The coin takes the basket with the fruit. The representation of that taking the basket is that he's showing that the Be'etzim is not shayach to me. I'm not giving anything. It belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the act of him taking it should be a should arouse me. What's going on? The Anisa Vamarta is a response to that taking of the first fruits. He took it from me. What's my response? The response of the Yid is Enochanami. The Anisa Vamarta, you respond to that taking by saying Enochanami. I owe everything to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I wouldn't be here if not HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The land's not mine even. There's everything Taka belongs to him. That is the declaration of the Bikurim. And that is the Tachos of the Bria. That is why the Swiss Bikurim Nivra Olam. God created us to understand and recognize clearly that everything comes from Him. And we are totally dependent on HaKadosh Baruch Hu's benevolence. Nothing upon nothing comes from us. It's all HaKadosh Baruch. The Medrash and Parshas Kisovas is a fascinating thing. Ro HaKadosh Baruch Hu She'osit Bikurim Liposek. He saw that eventually this process would be Bikurim Liposek. He had to have something in its stead, Rabbi said. What's going to go be in the stead of the Bikurim? Says the Medrash Tanchum is such a powerful Zach. Ro HaKadosh Baruch Hu that eventually Bikurim will stop. It won't be a base of Migdash. We won't be able to do the mitzvah of Bikurim like today. Zot Chazal, the Medrash Tanchuma. What did he be sacking him in the Koimai? Zot unbelievable Medrash. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was massacring the said to him, Avi Moshe, the Ein of Tefillah. The boy said, listen carefully to a Medrash. Understand what Tefillah is now, the boy said. You come here and it's public library syndrome. Not too loud, Rabbi. You wake up the guy who's sleeping next to you with his tefillin on. Anybody just hear? I was davening. Anybody hear what I said? What? Who are you talking to? The mummy syndrome. Got a bunch of mummies here. We're back to Egypt. The Sphinx. guy sits there, you see him, doesn't blink for 45 minutes. You fill in, it's on your nose. He must have slept well last night, if he slept. The guy told me, Rebbe, it's not a problem, I'll get up to Shabbos, I'll make up to sleep. You know, not a problem. The guy comes to davening, he opens up the siddur. What's he doing? What are we doing, davening? Zof the Medrash! Unbelievable, Chazal! Medrash says, Sofa Moshe, I'm sorry, because both, Sofa Moshe, B'ruach HaKodesh, B'ruach HaBeis HaMikdash, Osir L'Chorev, he swore the Beis HaMikdash would be destroyed. Rabbi Masil Liposak, Omar the Hiskin the Yisrael, she was following Shloisha Pom Beyoy. Moyed the Chazal. He saw that's it, no more Bikurim. So Moshe Bey, okay, no Bikurim, Rabbi says. So the Kohen won't have a nice juicy pomegranate. So what? Take it easy, Moses. No pomegranates for the Kohen. So the Kohen won't be able to have a date. Married anyway, is that a problem? No dates! So what's the problem? Moshe Rabbeinu has to get made Misakin, something to replace Bikurim. Bikurim's ominously buzzing, what's gonna be? Okay, Misakin, I don't know, they have to tie your shoelace. What's. No, Moshe Rabbeinu's Misakin, 3 weeks from this beginning. Look, the Medrash. The reason why we dive into this three tefillos by Yom Kippur, this Medrash can't come and finish the Savoy, is because there will no more be Kippurim. I'm not saying Mashva that if we had the Bikurim, we won't have tefillah anymore. A lot of guys would be davening for Bikurim. But anyway, but straight in Chazal, an unbelievable Chiddush. Over the Baisai, it's Gevaldik of Vod, if he was saying, he swore that the Pusik Bikurim, that's the Yisoy, she beshfils them Nivra Oilam, the Tachos Abri is Bikurim. So going, Hashem made it, that he's going to have now, go at it, and the Sagan Eid of Tefillah, just make me see for this measure of powerful Yisoy, what we're doing in Davini, the Baisai. It's not mummy syndrome, public library. Sometimes you don't know what's going on over here. Where are we holding? I mean, we're in the middle of Sukkot Zimra. Can't hear a peep. It's not too loud. Gezel Shina! Can't say those words too loud. The voice out of your soil of davening is one after the next, baby, keep going to the davening is a recognition. This Yisoid, to stand in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to recognize him very clearly. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we don't have nothing. Zero. Hashiveinu, Rifoeinu, Baruch Aleinu. Everything that we have is yours. And that's the recognition that the Bikurim represents, that when it was utterly possible, Moshe Rabbeinu said, what are we going to do? How do people come to that recognition? They're going to go in three times a day, walk up and stand in front of them, the wall, and say, Baruch Ato Hashem Elokeinu, Rofeinu, Baruch Aleinu, Hashiveinu, Parnasa, health, wealth, everything, we have nothing. This is the power of Bikurim. This is the Tachlis. The Tachlis is the recognition that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Boire, Umanig, and that everything that takes place in my life, everything that transpires, everything that happens, all what's going on in my life is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And as the Chinuch says, as the Parash and Mepharshim say, this is the reason, this is the cause, this is what brings Bracha to us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't need our tefillah, so He wants you to understand. He wants you to recognize. He wants you to be cognizant of it. That He is Hanoisein Chaya. He is giving life. He is giving help. He is giving life. And once a person recognizes it, once a person says, Hazonas Oilom Kuloi Betuvai Bechein Bechadim, you are sustaining me, Hashem. It's not my parnasa. It's not my wealth. It's not my job that I'm going to. He comes the next day. Sorry, sir. You got a pink slip for you. Rahman al-Islam, people would know of other people that they were wealthy, millionaires, billionaires. In the course of a weekend. You know, a friend says it over. He said over one of the wealthiest companies, I forgot the name, once it over to Shmooz. On Friday, they were worth who knows how many billion dollars. By Sunday, they were mamish worth a few million of this. Billions of dollars they were worth. At the time of the beginning of the recession. I don't remember the name, I forgot the name of the company. The Lehman Brothers. They were worth billions. Billions of dollars. Friday morning, they walked in. They looked at their bank account. Their eyeballs were popping out. Billions! Sunday morning, they walked into Monday morning, they walked into work, Rabbi. They walked in with their eyeballs tearing. Millions. And less, Rabbi. And we know stories of people that one week were mamish worth a lot of money, Rabbi. A few days later, Rahman al-Islam, the lights were out in the house. Once went to visit a rich guy. Big house. Mama giant house. I went to collect money from him. And we walked into the house. And all the lights were off. And we thought, you know, something, I don't know what was going on. And he was sitting there in the dark, man. And it was like, Mama, Mr. Regular, it was like 9 or 8 o'clock at night. And he was, yes, he's trying to conserve electricity. I said, wait, but the lights are such a big house. Yeah, nice. I lost so much money the last years. You can't afford the electric bill. Yeah, you can't afford the electric bill. What happened? What happened? It was probably declared that on this day a person didn't have the money, on that day he's not going to have it. The person walks. We had a car, a great car. I remember the great car. The night before my wife, we went out, for an excursion. I remember going out the night before. It was like the first day of Chol HaMoed Pesach. My wife went to visit my parents. Went out the car the next day. It was total corruption. Nothing left of it. One day you have the car, the next day there's nothing left. Because we have to understand that we're mitla totally the voice that in Boire Ola. And the more that we understand that, and that's what the Kodesh Baruch wants them. A person, you see these big balabatim with their suspenders burping up their caviar, their suspenders. I got, you know, some millions over here, my house in Switzerland, and I have a house in there, and a house there, and a house there. He's talking about all his homes, and he's talking about, you know, his chandeliers in his toilet. I was still last night sitting there. I'm contemplating how many light bulbs in my chandelier in the bathroom. It was unbelievable. I'm so proud of myself. 765 bulbs in my chandelier in the toilet. He thinks I have something to do every night, every day when I sit there. And he's bragging about his house and his cars and this. Rabbi, a few years down the road, you see, Rahman al-Islam, there's nothing left. He's selling everything of himself. Garage sale. He's even selling his old fan. He's moving down the block to a one-room flat. He's going to have to lose weight to fit through the door. What happened, Rabbi Yisrael? It's all HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We have nothing. And that is directly, once a person recognizes, says the Chazal, says the Chinuch, once we recognize, once we understand this, once we come to this HaKadosh, that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. That's all He wants, that we understand that, and we're indebted to it, and we run our lives that way. We're not bragging, we're not baligaiv. We understand that it all comes directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but in a split second you can take it away. But if we recognize it, says the Chazal, this week Parsha, for who she goyim, the Tzedekati Ayoyim, this declaration that it's all from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this declaration that everything I have belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even myself. Who? That's going to bring the bracha. The next year you'll be able to bring your fruits again. The next time you'll be able to bring it again, because the mighty more you understood. That's what tefillah is all about. To get in there and scream out. By Shimon Esri, we don't scream out. But throughout the tefillah, to talk out and sing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how good, how toiv he is. Toiv Hashem Lakoil. You support every single being. It's not my job that's supporting me. It's not my father-in-law that's supporting me. It's not my grandfather supporting me. You know the joke they said over, this guy came for his meeting, for his prospective meeting with his shver, his future shver. His daughter, Rivka, was dating this nice boy from yeshiva. And Yisachar Feldstein, and Mr. Sachfeld came in for the interview with his nice Borsellino hat, all peppered off for the day, for the meeting with the Shver, that they had dated 5 times already. And he's wearing his fancy $650 tie, choked up to his neck, it's skinny now, it was fat yesterday, tomorrow it's skinny, tomorrow it's halfway. He's wearing his hat, he has his new suit, $450, you know, cufflinks, and $220 shoelaces, just in special golden shoelaces, Giorgio Armani shoelaces, and it has the Giorgio Armani in the shoelace, written in Giorgio Armani, in case his cat sees it, he'll be able to know the Giorgio Armani shoelaces. And he walks in with his handkerchief also, Polo Ralph Lauren handkerchief, make sure it's sticking out enough to see the horse. He walks into his future father-in-law's house. And they're sitting down at the table, and Mr. Bernstein, the prospective father-in-law, Rivka Bernstein's father, sits down across this table. And Baruch Hashem, he's known in the world as a wealthy gentleman. And they're sitting across the table and says, "How are you doing? Have some grapes, have some cake that my wife baked so nicely. My daughter doesn't know how to bake. She's doing her nails now." But anyway, so he says to Mr. Bernstein, he says to Feldstein, Yisachar Feldstein, don't forget the names, I'm going to say, Yisachar Feldstein, the Bacha, please take off your hat. You're sweating under there. And I see you have a Ralph Lauren handkerchief, so just take it out and wipe your forehead already. But you can't impress me. He's wearing his 6,452 suspenders, pop-up suspenders. They're unbelievable. These suspenders talk to you. Gained weight. Okay, it goes up to another notch. Anyway, so he's sitting there, Mr. Bernstein. He says, "Sir, how do you think you're going to support yourself? When the time comes, you know, I appreciate learning." I know you're going to want to learn BMG, you know, but at the end of the day, eventually, you know, what's going to be with support? So the boy says, "Hashem's going to help, don't worry. Hashem will help. I have emunah. Hashem will help." Yeah, and what's going to be with the house? Where are you going to live? You know, I know I'll help you support, but you know, what's going to be? Don't worry. Hashem will help, says the Baruch. Hashem will help. And what about, you know, transportation, cars and things like that? Don't worry, every auntie said Hashem will help. The kids, the daughter's waiting in the kitchen, so actually after she did her nails again, with that nail polish, she's waiting, filing her nails, waiting to see what Pop has to say about her prospective chosen. Then she walks into the kitchen and he says, Dad, what are you, Maisy seems like a great guy, but there's one problem. Thinks I'm God. Anyway, the kids are explanation of the jokes after Shira Bosa. But anyway, the Maisa, at the end of the day, we have to come on to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in every step of the way, every Maisa, every everything that we do. If the Rias were Nidla Tolui, in 1 second, everything could change. And there's no greater lesson. There's no greater time of year, Abayisah. And this one could be why the end of the parashas of the year, Parashat Kisavu, was the end of the year, Abayisah. There's no greater time of year to ingrain this Yisavu. The Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah Tazayin Amid Beis, we're all looking, Abayisah, in Rosh Hashanah Yikos Eimon. I'm sorry for getting so serious, but it's only 2 weeks to Rosh Hashanah. Everything is decided on Rosh Hashanah. We know people that were here, they're not here. I don't mean in Israel, Abayisah. They're in the ground. We know people that were wealthy and are not wealthy. We know people that were healthy. And Rahman al-Tsar, Abayisah, they're in Sloan Kettering, they're in hospitals, they're who knows where, Abayisah. When was this decided, Abayisah? Not on Tu B'Shvat, and not on Lag Ba'Omer, or Reb Shimon Bar Yochai's Kabbalah. This was decided last year, Rosh Hashanah, Tov, Shin, Ayin, Gimel. Rabbi, as the Pesach Chon says, there's no greater thing that could give a chizik to just get up and repeat that tefillah, the sign of Tokev. Mi v'kitzoi, mi loy v'kitzoi. Mi v'eish, mi v'amayim. People know, you know, stories of Rabbi, of people burnt to death this year, Rabbi. When was it declared, when was it nigzar, that a person's house is going to burst out in flames, that a blanket that's going to catch fire, Rahman on the baby's room? When is it declared, the boy say, when is it nigzar, Birosh Hashanah, it's the Rosh, it's the head, it's the deciding day of the entire year, everything, the boy say, not only if a person's going to make it, he might make it, or mi sholev, or mi yaser. Who's going to live it easy, Leah? Who's going to have Yisurin? Yisurin might not be, he's in the hospital. He could have tremendous Yisurin. He loses money. He loses this. This happens to him. That happens to him. He has a bad days. When's it declared? Rosh Hashanah. If he's going to make his money this year, Rosh Hashanah. Umiya Ani. Who's going to be poor? Who's going to be successful? What do you mean, Rabbi? I just got a promotion. I'm a head plumber now. They gave me a new plunger stick. Roto-Rooter. I'm the head plumber for the Dell Plumbing Company. This year I'm going to make $6,000. I can't believe what happened. I'm in the sewer. They demoted me! I'm right under the train tracks in New York City! Let's start trying to get this stuff out! The whole New York City's backed up! And maybe I look like a schmatter! What happened to me sitting in some office telling people where to go? And now he's below ground! In the Tsoya itself! His wife doesn't want to see him. Get exterminated and then come home. You're not sleeping by home with that smell. What happened? He was sitting in an office with a golden plunger above, delegating. And there he is, knee high. So Chazal, we want a skula. How are we going to make it through Yom HaDin? Everybody knows, David HaMelech said, Somar mipachtecho b'sori, David HaMelech said, my flesh is trembling. David HaMelech was afraid of Yom HaDin. We're sitting there. pass me another Gary Nim shell. So where are you eating Rosh Hashanah? We ain't gonna waste your time in Rosh Hashanah this year. Talk about Chinese apples. Spitting the sesame seeds out and thinking where he's gonna be for Rosh Hashanah this year. Which house he's gonna stay in, which house he's gonna visit, and talk about stupidity and how Chinese men are short. Such an important conversation for Rosh Hashanah. I think this is something we should investigate only on Rosh Hashanah. So important, what happened? Strange eyes! Chinamen! Let's delve into this on Rosh Hashanah! Over the pomegranate! That's what he's doing on Rosh Hashanah! Chinese apples! But don't worry, Rebbe. In the place we're going, we might speak about stupidity. But they have the best tasting honey for that apple! So what's the school, Rabbi? How are we going to make it through, Rabbi? A person knows he has a judge of judgment, Rabbi. What's going to be in a few weeks with his life? We don't like to talk about this generation. Don't scare anybody. This generation. The mother calls off the school. I'm going to sue the school! The rabbi's talking about scary things! Shh! Kids, shut up! Keep it quiet! I'm talking to the principal! I can't hear you, says the principal to the lady. I can't hear you. What's that noise? Kids, calm it down. That game killed the cop. Don't make sure I lower it. No scary things. Blood gushing out. And the kids playing with these games. And killing. Shooting off the head. 600 points and you blast off his nose. No scary things, principal. I'll have the school soon. Make sure that movie tonight is not that bad. King Kong rips off the other side of the state building and smashes 50,000 people. But no scary things in the base medrash. We can't scare anybody, only the movie theater. The kid wakes up with nightmares from all these games and all these things. And then people want to know why a guy walks into a school, and shoots off 50 kids and blows off their brains. He was practicing on his Xbox the night before. Maybe if we could do this in real life. But no scary things in the past. No scary things! Rosh Hashanah is a serious time of this. Everything is declared. There's nothing that doesn't go. So how do we make it, Rabbi Sam? Zok Chazal in Rosh Hashanah Tazai. Kol Shono Sherosha B'Tchiloso M'Sasheret B'Sam. Any year that's Rosh Hashanah, says Rashi, the person makes himself like an ani, a mevakesh for Pesach, like a poor person that goes from door to door. That's what makes himself a Rosh Hashanah. Says Chazal, you can be guaranteed for a good year. What does that mean? The person makes himself like a ani mevakesh for Pesach. It says the granat, a naftali trop, a gavaldi of shat. You might have said this over a couple of times. A person, the Derek Cloud, walks into Rosh Hashanah and says, he looks in his closet, he says, wow, I got 6 suits, I want 7 suits. I got 15 Brooks Brothers shirts, I want another 15, and I also want some Tommy Hilfiger shirts also. I got glasses, sunglasses worth $60. I wanted this Yashem. I have those. I want the $285 glass sunglasses I just saw in that billboard. So I want to look like that guy who also wears that sunglasses. Too big and not as good looking. It's not going to help the sunglasses. But I want to look like that guy. But I have sunglasses. I have a car. I want a second car. I have a house. I want a second house. I have 2 houses. I want a 3rd house. I want a house in the Bermuda Triangle. I want a house in go on a vacation this year to Portugal, to Italy, and to Mexico. I want to go to Guadalajara. Visit the Guadalajara beach. If they have a beach. I want more. Serpent have told me that's the mistake. The Rashi's in the Galatons. That a person walks into Rosh Hashanah, I have nothing. Whatever I had till Torah, Rosh Hashanah, Tovshin, Ayin, Gimel, on Rosh Hashanah, Tovshin, Ayin, Dalit, it stopped. There is no chazok on anything. I lived this year. There's no guarantee whatsoever for one day for next year. I had clothing. I had this, I had that. There is no guarantee. I have to now win everything back, including my socks. Because many guys here don't even have possess socks. At least it seems so. I gotta win back everything, even what I have, because it's a new year and everything is declared from the beginning again. When I'll have it, I won't have. This is the feeling that we have to go into Rosh Hashanah. This is the yisod to start recognizing and start thanking and start coming to understanding that it's all Borei Olam. The Torah tells us, the Chazal tell us, Berega, that is the pshat of Malchus Rosh Hashanah. Hashem Yud Melech. I want to say it so many times. What does it mean? Hashem Melech. Hashem Moloch, Hashem Yimloch, Oilam Void. Malchus means total sovereign, total control, total in totality. Once we understand that, once we come to that Akkara, what could be true Oiv de Hashem, once we come to that Akkara, we say to understand that every ounce of life is blown into us, every second of Hashem, we appreciate the life that we have. To understand that Hashem gave it for a purpose. And we serve the Ba'iz Hashem Yisbar, that this year, all of us, we need so much of Baisai. Tragedies, so many things going on around us. We need so much of Baisai. The Chazal give us an Eitzah. Let's understand that it all comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mishasher, 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 Mishasher,